This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Many school districts across Wisconsin can expect more money from the state next year. 57% of districts will get increased aid, but 30% will get less. The Milwaukee School District is getting an $81 million cut. It's mostly because of past overpayments while the district failed to properly report financial data to the state. A plea hearing is set for the 18th for the mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Katrina Bauer and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, are facing child neglect charges unrelated to Elijah's disappearance in February. Vang is due back in court in September. The Republican National Convention starts in less than 2 weeks. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for 15,000 delegates and other guests. Allison Prangy leads the host committee. She spoke with WYSN-TV's Up Front.
We want to wow them. I think a lot of people coming to this convention have never been maybe to Wisconsin, maybe the Midwest. They don't really know that much about our state.
But not everybody's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that most of its venues have no events booked for the RNC. Governor Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup. Lawmakers counter the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. Evers is making stops around the state, saying something needs to be done about the harmful chemicals turning up in Wisconsin's water supply. People who buy electric bicycles in Minnesota are getting rebates from the state. Lena Reynolds is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She says e-bikes are a good alternative to gas-powered vehicles for short trips around town.
In places that have done e-bike rebate programs like this before, I know Denver, their average participant replaced 22 miles of car trips a week. So that's a lot of gas that they're not burning.
The rebates are meant to make e-bikes more affordable for more people. Close to 1.5 million people will drive somewhere in Wisconsin for the 4th of July holiday. The Department of Transportation predicts peak travel times late tomorrow and again late Sunday. Information about traffic, construction, and crashes are on the 511 Wisconsin app or online. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Happy Tuesday, Cooley Region. I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 The Eagle WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com. Here's what you need to know in southwestern Wisconsin. The Mississippi River is cresting in La Crosse. The crest will come in at just under 15 feet in moderate flood stage. The river has already been cresting to the north, while to the south, the river will crest through the weekend. Flooding has closed parts of area parks, including Riverside Park, which is set to host Riverfest. City officials said that Riverfest will go on as planned, with barricades put up to help keep people safe. The National Weather Service says the area could see multiple inches of rain between last night and tonight. The next step in La Crosse's effort to ban camping on public properties will take place today in committee. The Judiciary and Administration Committee will take up two ordinance amendments. The first will change the governing body of the bans on public camping to be the City Council instead of the Public Works Board. The second change will limit camping on city property to 12 hours in any place that camping is not already banned. According to the committee agenda, the proposal will save the city money by not having to clear out established encampments. A decision on what the city will do about the vacancy on the City Council may come today as the Judiciary and Administration Committee meets. District 5, which includes UW La Crosse, has been vacant since May 21st. City Council President Chris Kahlo didn't appoint a replacement because he wanted incoming students to have a chance to run for the seat. Mayor Mitch Reynolds said that he didn't want to see the district go unrepresented for that long. The committee will consider resolutions to either appoint a new member or hold a special election next spring, or both. Governor Tony Evers visited western Wisconsin to push for the state legislature to release funding to deal with PFAS contamination in drinking water. During his stops across the state, Evers once again called on the Joint Finance Committee to release $125 million in funding. Republicans who control the committee and legislature said that due to vetoes by Evers, they can't release the money. Evers is suing Republicans to release the funding, which was approved in the biennial budget signed 1 year ago. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go this summer. Download the free Civic Media app on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, entertainment news, and sports news coming up in just a bit. For 1490 The Eagle, WLCX, and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media News in La Crosse. Have a fantastic Tuesday, everybody.
The Brewers bow to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Colorado Rockies have the worst record in the National League, but last night they beat the Brewers 8-7 in 10 innings. Things got weird in the fifth. Game tied 3-3. Joey Ortiz lays down a bunt and is safe at first, but called out for running outside the base path on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Bunt attempt by Ortiz. Tough play. Gomber missed him. They're going to say that Joey Ortiz is out of the running lane, and he's going to be out. And now Pat Murphy is going to come and argue this play.
Pat Murphy on getting ejected, even though the replay showed it was a bad call at first.
The first base umpire said that he went more than 3 feet away from the player. In my judgment, I felt like he didn't go more than 3 feet away. If there's any uncertainty, go ahead and ask the home plate umpire. He took offense to that.
After a tough loss to the Rockies, what's next? Joey Ortiz.
Go win some ball games. There's not much to it.
That's Brewers third baseman Joey Ortiz. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There is finally life in the summer box office with some consistency. Theater owners were happy for the fourth week in a row thanks to Inside Out 2, which kept the top spot for a third straight week, and the performance of Quiet Place Day 1. Inside Out 2 brought in $57 million at the domestic box office this past weekend, followed by Day 1, which pulled in $53 million, which was more than expected. Kevin Costner's Horizon, American Saga Chapter 1, was a bit of a disappointment when it came to both reviews and box office take, pulling in just $11 million. Bad Boys Ride or Die hung tough with $10 million this past weekend. The film that will not seem to drop out of the top 10 is The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which took in almost $2 million in its eighth week of release, grossing a total of $168 million at the domestic box office. Inside Out 2 is the fastest nominated film ever to reach $1 billion in ticket sales. Will Inside Out 2 be number one for a fourth straight week? Very possible, but we shall see. Kevin Costner says he is aware he only makes movies for men. Costner told the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast that making movies for men is what he does. Costner admitted that men love to watch him in cowboy hats, and he loves to be watched while wearing cowboy hats. Costner also said men are more dismissive of mediocre reviews as long as the men they are watching are wearing cowboy hats. I took liberties with a lot of that, except the part of him acknowledging he likes to make movies for men. Here's a Peat pick you might want to take advantage of for some midweek movie-watching fun. Check out A Quiet Place Day 1. The film has no huge stars, but is really well-directed and paced. The scares and feels are first-rate, and the best part? Watching it with a crowd where no one is making a peep because they feel like they are actually in the movie and will be attacked by aliens if they do. This is the third installment of the Quiet Place franchise and third film in a row that has reviewed very well. It doesn't disappoint. As predicted, Inside Out 2 became the fastest animated film ever to reach $1 billion in global sales. The film is a hit with parents and kids alike. It's been number one at the box office for 3 weeks in a row. If it keeps up this pace, it will pass The Incredibles 2 as the highest-grossing animated film ever. Inside Out 2 is the 11th animated film to cross the $1 billion mark. Eight of them have been from Disney Pixar. Cha-ching. Michael J. Fox continues to be an inspiration despite dealing with Parkinson's disease. The former Family Ties and Back to the Future star joined Coldplay to jam on stage at the Glastonbury Festival. If that weren't cool enough, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin introduced Fox as the guy who punched Biff in Back to the Future was one of his inspirations in becoming a musician. Michael J. Fox has been battling Parkinson's disease since his diagnosis in 1991. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today into this evening. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. The wind will back off a bit by later this afternoon. Tonight, clearing, our low 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at LacrosseEagle.com.